This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Jeddah on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia a short while ago. He was welcomed with a 21-gun salute at the airport. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's aircraft was escorted by F-15 fighter jets of the Royal Saudi Air Force upon entering Saudi airspace. The visit, at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman, marks Mr. Modi's third visit to the country and reflects the deepening strategic partnership between the two nations. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that India deeply values its long-standing and historic ties with Saudi Arabia that have gained strategic depth and momentum in recent years. Mr. Modi emphasized the shared interest of the two countries in prompting regional peace, prosperity and security. He also expressed eagerness to connect with the vibrant Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that elected representatives are the ultimate masters in determining the content of the constitution. Speaking at an event at Delhi University today, the Vice President emphasized that Parliament is supreme and it is as supreme as every individual in the country. He also said that the constitution does not envision any authority above Parliament.
Constitution is for the people and its repository of safeguarding it is that of elected representatives. They are the ultimate masters as to what constitutional content will be. There is no visualization in constitution of any authority above Parliament. Parliament is supreme, and that being the situation, let me tell you, it is as supreme as every individual in the country.
The meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election is being held at the Parliament House. The 39-member committee comprises 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. In its first session, the committee is scheduled to interact with Justice Hemant Gupta, former judge of the Supreme Court, and Dr. B.S. Chauhan, retired Supreme Court judge and chairman of 21st Law Commission of India. News just in, Union Public Service Commission UPSC has announced the final results of its Civil Services Exam 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment, with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. The written test of the Civil Services Examination was held by the Union Public Service Commission in September last year, followed by interviews for personality test held in between January and April this year. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India's journey to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is not merely an aspiration but a shared national mission. She said the Viksit Bharat mission is powered by a vision for inclusive, sustainable and innovation-led growth. During her address at Stanford University in US today, the finance minister said India has risen from the world's 10th largest economy to the 5th largest. She mentioned that it is a clear sign of India's growing strength and global relevance. At least 8 members of the same family, including 5 women and 3 children, have died after a passenger vehicle lost control and fell into a ditch in the Mohr district of Madhya Pradesh today. 5 people have been seriously injured and have been admitted to the district hospital in the Mohr. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains, continuing their upward movement for 6th straight session, supported by realty, consumer durables and FMCG sectors. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 187 points or 0.24% to close at 79,596. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 42 points or 0.17% to settle at 24,167. A yellow alert has been issued for 31 districts in Bihar as hot weather conditions continue to rise. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals at Bharat Ratna Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekta Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.